Recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to
Animal Adventures, a podcast for and by kids. Before
I thought it was for anybody. That's what we said last time.
Yeah, but
whatever you want. Okay.
Kids like it more.
Kids like it more.
Kids would. Okay. So, did you guess the riddle? Did you get it? Well, before we reveal the answer, we have to tell you what our podcast structure is, just in case this is your first time listening in. So, Daddy, it's your turn to tell what's your schedule.
All right, so every week, or whenever we decide to make a new podcast, yeah. I don't know if it's going to be weekly or
daily.
You know, daily.
Monthly?
Probably not daily. Maybe bi-weekly. Anyway, so we'll give you a bunch of animal facts. We'll tell you an animal joke. We'll describe a real-life animal encounter, and we would love to hear from you about some of your real-life animal encounters, and we'll use it on an upcoming show.
And we'll tell you a riddle for next week's animal.
That's right. So should we unveil this week's animal? So our riddle last time, do you remember what the riddle was?
Yeah.
What was it?
Our riddle was, I can run fast, but I'm not a cheetah. I kind of forget it.
Yeah, there were some other things. But the answer was
feral horse!
Feral horse. Well, we said wild horses, but then we were looking it up, and what we were really talking about are feral horses, right? Because,
yeah.
Feral horses, right? So what are feral horses, Campbell?
I'm just gonna give them a few examples instead of exactly telling them, so that way it's easier.
Sure.
So, like, a feral animal is like an animal who used to be a pet or domesticated or on a farm, but now it's running wild and stuff, and it doesn't need help from any humans. So a feral cat would basically be a stray cat that doesn't need any help eating or drinking from humans.
Yeah, they live within the ecosystem and they don't get taken care of by humans. So they're essentially like returned to a wild state, but they were bred domesticated animals.
Yeah.
Where do you find feral horses? Because like you don't just like walk out in your backyard and it's like, oh, there's a feral horse.
Yeah.
Well, not our backyard anyway, but maybe other people's backyard.
Not our backyard. If you live, like, where we are, there's no feral horses here. But it depends where you live. So,
Well, let's talk a little bit more about feral horses. Let's talk about what they eat,
So, Daddy discovered that they don't have any predators, but then
he looked
it up again, and then they did have predators, and their predators are wolves, mountain lions, and their response, is almost always flee, depending on the predator.
Yeah, so they're definitely prey, right? So, like, they have a prey response. So, when we talk about, like, fight or flight, when you're in a crisis or you're scared, you either make the decision to stay and fight, right? Or run away and fly away. And horses always choose flight, right? They get out of there.
But they don't fly.
They don't fly. No, it's like, it just means run away. Yeah.
They're like, oh, okay. So, if it's just, like, one wolf, they're like, this is just one wolf and we have a whole herd. I'm just gonna go chase this wolf. Yeah! But if it's just like a pack of wolves or a cougar, they're like, hey, it's a predator! And we're gonna die if we don't run, so we should run.
So, yeah. Any other interesting things about horses and feral horses, all horses really, is that they give birth to live young.
Because they're mammals.
Yeah, so there's no eggs coming out of horses. That would be a huge egg. But when the horses are born, they're cute, and they can walk and then run pretty quickly after they're born.
Like deer.
Yeah, because like we said, they are prey, and so they have to be able to run to a big prey.
Saying they were prey.
But what would eat a horse? I've never seen anything eat a horse.
Yeah, Okay, well, so we've talked about what eats them.
Did we? Oh, wolves, we said. Yeah, yeah.
But what do they eat?
Oh, yeah. So, like, wolves, mountain lions.
No, what do they eat?
I know, I hear you. I'm just, like, wrapping up that segment. So, wolves, mountain lions. But a lot of those predators have been kind of forced out by humans. And so there's places where the feral horse populations are rising. I was reading that, too. So, all right. So what do horses eat? Not that exciting, really.
So it's...
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it is. Go ahead. Okay,
so they're omnivores because they eat grass and fruit.
I don't think that makes them omnivores.
No, Daddy. Things that eat fruit are omnivores.
Well, you can tell us... in the chat, but I am disagreeing with you.
Okay, so you can tell us your opinion in the chat as a bonus to your animal encounters.
The thing about opinions, right? The opinions can't be proven right or wrong, right? But I think that there is a pretty clear definition of what an omnivore is. So if people look that up, they could say if
Alexa?
A horse is an omnivore. Sure, ask Alexa.
All right.
Alexa! Is a horse an omnivore?
Horses are herbivores. Horses' diet contain grass, fruit, and leaves.
Told ya.
No, she just said it was a herbivore.
No, but you told her horse, Alexa.
Oh my god.
What do feral horses eat?
I think...
According to Wikipedia, a feral horse is a free-roaming horse of domesticated stock.
All right, enough with Alexa. We're going to bore our listeners to death.
Yeah, we're going
to. All right, so I think I know what you were thinking there because they have the fruit and the... All right, Alexa, stop. Sometimes when Alexa gets going.
No, it was in Cretaceous camp.
Oh.
Because they were pretending the baryonyxes were omnivores because they ate meat and fruit.
Oh, but meat is the key. Like, if you eat meat and plants, then you're an omnivore.
Or meat and fruit.
No.
No, Daddy, seriously?
Oh, if you eat meat and fruit, then you eat meat and plants, because fruit is from a plant.
No, it's not. It comes from a plant.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
All right, anyway, can we move on from this?
Yes, sir.
So they eat... They're herbivores. They eat plants. And the fruit from plants. Anyway...
They're 30 hands tall.
30 hands tall. I read that too, that they use hands as a measurement, right? And they can be... I was reading about Mustangs. Mustangs can be up to like 800 pounds, which is a pretty big animal.
And they can... But that weighs as much as a bull muskox.
Oh, yeah.
And then they also can live for 50 years.
Yeah, up to I was reading that Mustangs in the wild live up to 40 years or so, but could live up to 50. Yeah, that'd be an old.
That would be like the oldest.
Yeah. Can you stop banging that? Because that's gonna come out in the podcast.
Oh yeah.
Everybody's gonna hear bang bang. Okay. Crash crash.
They'll also hear the door.
Yeah, the door's banging too. It's like we're too much banging going on.
Okay, so I'll just get off this so it's less.
Yeah, good idea. That's great.
Okay, so.
All right. So I think we've kind of beat a dead feral horse with the feral horse facts. So why don't we go into our joke? It's a doozy today. Get ready.
Okay. But there's like a 50% chance you're gonna get it.
Okay.
So What did the horse say when the other horse moved in?
I don't know.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Ah, the neighborhood. Yeah. You gotta sell that. The neighborhood.
Riddle.
Well, no, we gotta tell our real... Well, don't get ahead of yourself there, Camo. We gotta do our...
What?
Real life animal encounter.
Encounter.
All right, so
encounter.
I'll kind of set the stage. So we went to this amazing place called Cumberland Island. It's a sea island off the coast of Georgia, and there's all kinds of cool wildlife there. It's just an amazing place. The Carnegie family used to have this huge mansion there that burned to the ground. There's these ruins. It's called Dungeness. It's just It's so cool. But we were hiking out there, and we were not, as a family, having a great day.
Yeah, because everyone was screaming at each other.
Oh my gosh. It was 100 million degrees. Someone was being very cranky. I'm not going to point fingers across the table at anyone in particular.
Don't you watch your children!
But someone was having a tough day.
That was me!
It was you. And so anyway, we were all kind of...
Can I tell them?
Yeah, go ahead.
So we were all kind of a little cranky. Especially someone. And then I was like, guys. And then they're like, what? And then I was like, and then I pointed over, like, you know, direction, the opposite direction of Dungeness. And then there were just this, herd of wild horses.
Yeah, they just walked right up and interrupted our no good bad day that we were all having.
So thank you, horses, for interrupting our bad day.
Yeah, it helped a little bit. That was and they were just beautiful, and the it's just a beautiful place. I don't know how we were all so grumpy.
Wait, Daddy, yeah. we forgot to tell them what color they were.
I remember them being kind of red and brownish colored, all of them.
And some were black. I remember one was kind of looked like a cow.
It was kind of big.
And
it must be eating well.
No, it had white with black spots, and one was like black with white spots, and one was just black. And
Campbell,
brown.
You would remember. I'll take your word for it because you would remember. We have a picture somewhere, but we didn't even get a good picture. We were all so grumpy we couldn't even take pictures that day, and it was probably 110 degrees. It was pretty brutal. And we had the baby. Oh gosh, the baby was there, and then Cohen. Anyway, long story short, baby Isla. She was just a little tiny
riddle,
thing.
Riddle.
All right, riddle time riddle, for our next riddle. Animal. That was. Thank you for listening to us. But so Campbell, what's the riddle for our next animal for next time?
I have antlers. I live in the woods, and don't forget, I have hooves.
I have antlers. I live in the woods, and don't forget, I have hooves. I have some ideas, but it could be a couple of things. All right, that's it for us today at
Adventures Nay!
I have no idea. Can we try that again? That's it for us at
Animal Adventures Nay!
Oh, Nay for the horse. Thanks, guys. Bye!
Bye!